Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of January 15th, 2022. My name is Drea, and I'm your phonologist for the week. January is the month of the perihelion, where the Earth is closest to the Sun in our annual orbit. The Sun is starting to rise earlier and setting a little late every day. As of Thursday, January 20th, the snowbank outside Miss Marcon's kindergarten classroom measures 43 inches at the highest peak because of the new snow and high winds. Thank you to everyone for refraining from climbing it as we continue to measure the track and data. On the morning of Thursday the 20th, due to very cold weather, it took Sharon a long time to brave the frigid cold outside. Also, on the day, we had indoor recess due to cold temperature and severe wind chill. Friday was another day of below zero wind chill, so part of recess had to be indoors again. Liv noticed that the Knife River near her house is about 4 inches thick in places. On January 20th, the temperature was 22 below zero, and Isaiah got boiling water in a bucket and poured it outside on his sidewalk. All he could see was thick steam, and then it was ice in less than 10 seconds. Also, he poured some water off of his roof, and since it was so cold, some of the water turned into icicles when it fell down his roof. During these cold temps, it is not safe to go outside, especially with high winds, with bare skin such as face, neck, and hands. And if you go outside for a short time with poor protection, never carry water or have wet hands when going outside for more than 2 to 5 minutes in order to prevent frostbite. On Tuesday, 18th, Cheyenne saw mink tracks leading to the back door at her house. They were not very big, so she suspected it was a small mink. On Wednesday, the 19th, while walking down her driveway, Sharon discovered wolf tracks leading into the woods. They were about 3 inches in length. On Sunday, Peyton saw deer tracks in the woods. Drea noticed her cats were more and more desperate to get into the house and out of the cold. On Sunday the 16th, Zinnia noticed a female bald eagle perched in a tree on Brighton Beach. Thursday morning this week, Cheyenne saw a couple crows and some other species of bird feasting on a deer carcass on the side of the road. Drea observed a decrease in bird activity at her house. On January Friday the 14th, Trinity and Isis made a big snow fort. On Monday, January 17th, Peyton made her sledding trail. Even though it's been bitter cold, many students are enjoying the snow. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.